Hey y'all, and welcome to day one of our August Bible Challenge. I'm so excited to be starting a new month. If this is the first month that you're joining in, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Let me quickly tell you what we're doing, and then we're going to jump right into 1 Samuel chapter 1 today. So for the month of August, we are reading the book of 1 Samuel. We'll read a chapter a day, Monday through Friday. I do take Saturdays and Sundays off from the daily devotion videos on here, but every other day of the week, I will come on here and do a devotion video about whatever chapter we've read for that day. This book does have 31 chapters, so there's going to be a couple days where we double up, but I'll let you know ahead of time so that we can kind of stay on the same pace as far as whatever chapters we're reading. But these will all be saved in a playlist on my page titled The August Bible Challenge, where you can go back and watch each video. They're easy to find. You don't have to scroll through my whole page. But let's go ahead and get into 1 Samuel chapter 1. So this story begins with the story of Samuel's mother, Hannah. And Hannah was barren. She couldn't have children until the Lord blessed her with a son. And that son was meant to change the course of Israel's history. And obviously that son was Samuel. So Hannah's husband, and y'all forgive me if I mess these names up. I'm really bad with the names. But Hannah's husband, Elkanah, he lived in the hill country of Ephraim, and he had two wives. So his wives were Hannah and Penina, I think. I'm not sure if that's how you say it. Every year, though, the family, they would travel to Shiloh, to the temple of the Lord, to worship and sacrifice offerings to the Lord and have a feast. And their sacrifice was a peace offering shared between the Lord, the priest, and those bringing the offering. And Elkanah would divide the meat given to him into equal portions to distribute to Penina and Hannah. So he would split it equally between them. But for Penina, it was for her and her children. And so he would give a double portion to Hannah, whom he loved, and he wanted to honor her. And so out of jealousy, Penina would torment Hannah because she couldn't have children. And then Elkanah would try to comfort Hannah. And this was an annual tradition. It happened year after year. And then one year, Hannah refused to eat and went to the temple to pray. And she was deeply depressed and she was pouring her heart out to the Lord. And she made a vow to the Lord to give him a son for a lifetime of service if he allowed her to conceive and give birth to that son. And then she also said that no razor would ever touch his head, suggesting the Nazarite vow that we read about in Numbers chapter 6. So she is so overwhelmed with emotion that Eli, the priest of the temple of Shiloh, he noticed her. He saw her and he saw that she was moving her lips, but that no sound came out. And so he thinks that she is drunk and he actually reprimands her. But she assures him that she's not and that she's just been praying to God out of her deep anger and worry. And he sees that she's telling the truth and he blesses Hannah and he affirms her prayer and possibly even prophesies that God will grant her petition. He will grant her prayer. And so Hannah leaves from there and she's no longer sad. She goes and worships with her family and then she returns home and the Lord remembers her and acts on her behalf. And before long, Hannah is pregnant and she bears a son whose name is Samuel. And then Elkanah takes Hannah's vow as his own to give Samuel to the Lord. And the next time he goes to Shiloh, he plans to pay that vow. And so Hannah tells him, though, that Samuel needs to be a little bit older. He needs to be weaned first before he can be given to lifelong temple service. And so Elkanah agrees, and he prays to the Lord that he will establish his word, even though there's a slight delay in taking Samuel back to Shiloh. And then when Samuel is weaned, they take a large sacrifice to the temple in Shiloh, and Hannah presents Samuel to Eli, the priest, and tells him that this is the boy she was praying for on the night of their encounter. And then she tells Eli she is giving the boy over to the Lord for as long as he lives. And so this is chapter 1 of Samuel. I'm so excited to get into this book more this month. So I hope you all plan to join me again. Just a reminder, we won't be back on here tomorrow or Sunday, but we'll pick back up with chapter 2 on Monday. But before we end this, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer with us. So if you have any prayer requests, please drop those in the comments. I would love to pray with you for whatever your needs are. If you've already sent prayer requests in previous videos, then know that I'm still praying with you as well. But let's go ahead and pray, and then I will see y'all back on Monday. God, we love you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers. God, even in our darkest times, even in our most vulnerable situations, God, we just thank you that you are there and that you remember us and that you show up for us, God. And I pray that you just help us to have hope, knowing that, Lord, your word is true and that you are with us every step of the way. Be with us throughout this weekend, God. Be with us as we begin this new Bible study this month. And Lord, I pray for every person who will see one of these videos, and I pray that you just move in their lives in a mighty way. If there's anyone who doesn't know you, I pray they come to know you right now as their Lord and Savior. God, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday. Bye.